We're back on the McCurley in the Morning Show, and Bauman, it's his segments today. We've talked about the playoffs, and no matter how they do it, it's all about money. All right, so Bauman's, he's over across from me right now showing, getting something, not letting me have any idea what's coming here.
All right, so we got some questions for today.
For just me?
No, for everybody.
Okay.
First one is...
Hammer out.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
No. No.
Is it a sandwich to you, Bauman?
No, a hot dog's a hot dog is a hot dog is a hot dog.
What about a corn dog?
Sandwich has to have a piece of bread covering the top.
Well, if you turn a hot dog on the side, it is.
Who does that?
Some people eat it that way. If you don't
then
have
it's
a lot
of all the condiments well, are going to fall out.
What I was
going
to say, if you don't have a lot of toppings on it, you can do that. Oh, so okay, so then is a corn dog a sandwich? It's wrapped all the way by bread.
Yeah, that was another question. Is a corn dog a sandwich on a stick?
Absolutely it is. Is it for you?
No.
What's the difference between a corn dog and a sausage biscuit?
A sandwich is put together. And a corn you
so
like
is a corn
you,
dog.
You can't I can't I have to take extra steps. I can't like put a corn dog together on my kitchen counter
table. They're gonna break his brain.
I have to cook it.
You don't do it on your kitchen counter. You go down to Sonic and get a corn dog.
Well, it's because they prepare it for you in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. Listen.
It's not a sandwich. A corn dog is not a sandwich
on
a stick.
Corn dog's a sandwich on a stick, buddy.
No, it is not.
It's not a sandwich.
What's the next question?
Is cereal a soup?
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one because there is a certain thing of cold soup in there, Giddens. You can eat cold soup.
Yeah, soup doesn't have to be heated up,
that's
I don't
right.
think.
But have you ever had hot cereal?
Some people, oatmeal's hot cereal.
I'm talking about like a hot bowl of milk with cereal in it, like some Frosted Flakes and some hot milk.
Absolutely not. That's Yankee.
What constitutes a soup?
Going to the bathroom about four times after you eat some.
Do you do that after you eat cereal?
I don't eat cereal.
What do you have against cereal?
Honestly, I try to stay away from cereal because there is no cereal on this earth that is not filled with tons of sugar.
Here's what the core elements of a soup are.
All right, here we go.
A liquid base, usually water, stock, broth, milk, or cream. Ingredients suspended in liquid, vegetables, meat, grains, legumes, noodles, or seafood. And these are usually cooked in the liquid. Usually. Not
that's,
always.
That's the difference.
Not all. It says usually, not always.
You don't cook cereal. Okay, but go ahead.
And it's eaten with a spoon.
Other than being cooked, then cereal would be a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could technically
cook... Do you think it's a soup?
Yeah, I say it's a soup.
I think it's a soup.
Wow. But you asked me about cereal. There's no cereal on the American market that's not filled
There's got to be some healthy, sugarless cereals.
There's keto, and it tastes like eating a piece of cardboard. You would love it.
What's the best cereal? Yeah,
it's edible.
Okay, now, if I had a choice... To eat.
Easy. This is the easiest question ever.
Okay. Give me your favorite.
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams?
Golden Grahams.
Oh God.
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams are
all
the cereals.
Best.
Come on,
it's
talk to me about
them. Is the best.
And then I get to choose which one of y'all's twos is the best, and then I'll tell you which one I think. What's your favorite, Bauman?
Honey Smacks.
I would definitely do that before
that's right
I
right up the Golden Grahams alley. No. That's very similar there.
The best would be Captain Crunch peanut butter.
I like
Captain Crunch is good.
Peanut butter. Golden Grahams is still number one.
After that, all right, I'm going to give you a choice real quick here. Fruit Loops or Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. I don't like Fruit Loops as much. I'd rather have Fruity Pebbles.
Either one of them. But I tell you, that Captain Crunch peanut butter is to die for. But like I said, there's no keto.
Lucky Charms is good, too. I like Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's good. And Cocoa Puffs is
good. And, of course, Honey Nut Cheerios. Classic.
And actually, Honey Nut Cheerios is actually pretty healthy for you.
And life is healthy for you.
It's good for your heart. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, though, keto is the only cereal that they make that is not just absolutely loaded with sugar. You could take a small cup, which you would think would be just a bite size. A small cup of cereal has about 35 grams of sugar in it. That's more than a day's allowance.
Sounds like a nice portion.
Right, cup size, that's just a mouthful for you.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next question, Bow Wow?
Is guacamole a smoothie?
I'm not getting into that because I don't know. I said this on the program the other day. that were couples were fighting over which way to cut a piece of what do you call it? What was the fruit I was talking about? Anyway, they need to take that out of the equation altogether. And guacamole is just absolutely
the kiwi.
Kiwi, thank you. Guacamole is just absolutely nasty. It's nasty.
If you're going to ingest a smoothie, I think the vast majority of people sip a smoothie through a straw.
Seen you sip ravioli through your finger.
But you don't sip guacamole through a straw. Well, who has ever done that?
Let me ask you. Would you consider eating a smoothie with a spoon?
Man, it had to be thick. It had to be really... I mean, it's probably... wasn't made properly if it's so thick that I can't sip it through a straw.
It's the best radio you'll ever hear. We're talking about smoothies and spoons. And all right, so
yeah, I love it. It's all food related. Absolutely. It's fantastic.
I mean, he's perked up like a horse going into the gate at Kentucky Derby. All right, so what's next, Val? What's the next question? What was the one that you were asking about the other day?
Is a Pop-Tart a ravioli?
Absolutely not.
No, it's not.
That's
not.
You're talking, now listen, you're talking either breakfast or dinner or whatever. That's two totally different things. However, the concept is the same of having a filling on the inside of something that's close.
But ravioli is pasta.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and
I agree with you.
It's not pasta tart, it's Pop-Tart.
Hey, can't you see them at the Pop-Tarts Bowl next year giving out raviolis?
Yeah.
Terrible.
All right, Giddens, cheese ravioli or beef ravioli?
Oh, I love cheese and the ravioli. It's got to be in there, but you got to have a protein. You got to have meat in there. I like a shrimp ravioli. I like
shrimp.
Lobster.
Where have you ever eaten
lobster?
Shrimp?
They got them everywhere.
Like, where?
Go to Publix. They got every kind of meat you could think of in ravioli.
Can't go to Publix.
Can't go. Are you banned from there or something?
Yeah. Too poor.
Too poor? Yeah. I saw you eating a Publix lunch like a couple days ago.
And that's because they gave it to me. They felt sorry for me.
Oh.
I said I worked.
Go in there next time and ask them for shrimp ravioli.
I went in there and told them I worked radio. They said, here's your lunch.
I need to try that next time.
Well, that won't work for you. They'll say, here's the bar. I mean, come on.
Alex, any thoughts on that?
Alex is just flabbergasted here. All right,
second to last one here.
Oh, we got two more?
Two more.
All right.
Is sushi a type of sandwich wrapped in seaweed?
I'm not even going there because that is absolutely just horrible to have to think to eat sushi. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people like sushi. That's your choice. I'm not eating it. I don't care if it's wrapped in a gold bar.
I don't think it's a sandwich. It's a wrap. Do you consider a wrap a sandwich?
Yeah. Sandwich wrap.
Some can be. Yeah.
It's not a wrap sandwich. It's a sandwich wrap.
I know that, but you can go like to Chick-fil-A, and some people choose those on the free lunch Friday thing. Those wraps actually look like sandwiches. They do.
I just don't think sushi is a sandwich.
I don't think sushi is something you should be eating.
That's just because you don't have a refined taste like the rest of us.
No, I have a smart taste. Okay, what's last on the list, Balvin?
Is water wet?
Absolutely, water's wet. This is the one we were talking about the other day.
No, water makes things wet.
Okay, let me ask you this. Water makes things wet.
Okay? Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Is rain?
What is this question?
I'm asking you. It makes things wet, but is rain?
Rain is rain.
Thank you. Water is wet.
Here's a scientific explanation. You want to hear it?
Not really, because I know I'm wrong.
Wetness is a surface phenomenon involving liquid adhesion to a solid. Therefore, you cannot make water wet because it's not a solid being acted upon by a liquid. It's already the liquid.
Thank you.
All right, listen. I'm 2-1 down here, folks. Kix Country, I need you on Facebook right now to tell me that water is wet. I don't give a fat rat what you say. You can jump in the lake. It's water. You're going to get wet.
You're going to get wet. It's going to make you wet. The water is not wet. Listen.
Because you're a solid and it's liquid.
Who made the lake?
God.
Thank you.
Water.
It's wet.
Rain.
God didn't say, hey, man. Why don't you jump in that lake right there and clear up?
What? The real question. Wet. The real question.
We're asking if you're going to get wet in the water. We're asking if the water is wet itself.
It is.
No, it's not. Water makes.
I tell you what. why don't you go jump in the river and get out and say, you know what? I'm totally dry.
The question that we need answered is the question he actually posed as a counterpoint to mine. Is rain rain? Can you answer that one?
Absolutely it is.
Is rain rain?
It is.
It is.
Is food food?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to make you hungry, though, isn't it?
It should cure some of the hunger when I eat it.
It cures none of your hunger. We're going on to the next one here in just a minute. Is there one more?
That's it.
Thank God, because wet is
water wet. Is not wet.
Water's not wet.
I need your help, Kicks Country. These two are blooming bagpipe
brothers. Is rain rain?
They are blowing and going. Trust me, water's wet.